Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour, you have found the web of excitement and hope and all that good stuff. The DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan and Kara Schiller. I was looking at my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. A lot of farm stuff on there that I share with people. It's just fun. The people who see the other side of my life and the other realities of what goes on the farm. There's a neat picture, I thought, if I do say so myself. It's gotten a lot of thumbs up with me and Laura Banks, who does Your Hidden Power and is on this program once in a while, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We had dinner Sunday night on the lake in Mount Dura. What a neat little town. It isn't so little anymore. I remember first going down there. It's in central Florida, a little about 40 miles north and west of Orlando. And Ken's been there. He likes to refer to himself as Doc Hollywood because he was on his way to work at Cedars-Sinai, as a matter of fact, Jennifer. And he stopped in this little place after he'd finished working down in Miami, and he was driving through. And there was a need, something happened, there was some kind of emergency in the hospital, and call went out to doctors everywhere, so he went over there, and literally, he never left. It really is kind of an interesting, fascinating story about how, and I stayed at a bed and breakfast when I was there the other night, and the guy who ran the bed and breakfast wanted to know why I was, he greeted me and we had a nice chat, and he wanted to know why I was there, and I told him I was having my annual cardiological exam with Dr. Ken. And it happened that Dr. Ken's clinic is right around the corner from this guy's bed and breakfast. He said, oh, yeah, I never heard about him. He said, I can't get an appointment anywhere. I've got this problem. I'm short of breath, and I'm worried about it. And I said, okay, tomorrow morning when I go over there, come with me. So I brought him over, and bingo, and now he's all set. But it's amazing. Ken is an example of the modern-day doctor who has his own clinic, and, you know, it's like any other business, especially, you know, Jennifer, we reflect on how hard it is for our businesses to keep afloat. They're no different. Ken starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he's still there. His last patient last night, I left, he spent an hour with me, and then he says, but I don't have time to spend any more time with you. I'll call you tomorrow night, because he had four people lined up in other offices, and he would go until his last appointment was 8 o'clock last night, which means he would never have gotten out of there until 10:30. And that's the way it is with these people who are dedicated to what they do. It just is pretty amazing. So also a posting at facebook.com/Doug Steffen. The question is, do you want to fast this Lent? The words of one of the popes, fast from hurting words and say kind things. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. Fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. Fast from worries and have trust in God. Fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. Fast from pressures and be prayerful. Fast from bitterness and fill your hearts with joy. Fast from selfishness and be compassionate to others. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. I think that may be one of the best ones there. Excuse me. Fast from words and be silent so you can listen, which is a very important thing, tool for
anybody grudges. Else. Do you carry around grudges?
I don't. No. I don't. I've never carried grudges. Do you? I don't know.
Commented. Anyway, no, I don't.
I know
don't like
some
grudges.
People who do. I don't either. Yeah. Really bad. And then there's a picture for those of you who have never seen a catfish. You might want to check that out at my website.
Have you seen a catfish?
Right.
Oh. Okay. Because the actual fish freaks me out.
No, there's a cat with a fish pole. Which I shouldn't give it away. You can go look at it. It's kind of fun. See, that's what I use my Facebook page for. I want people to sort of think, be be happy, smile, spread the stuff, the word around about the farm stuff. It's just, and by the way, congratulations to, I guess we're in the real spring spirit. I was noticing yesterday when I was driving to the airport, farmers are out planting stuff in Florida. Plenty warm down there. It was 75, 76 there yesterday. And driving from where Ken's place is along the highways to the airport, it's just nice to see stuff beginning to grow down there. And people are planting, even up here in my neck of the woods in New England, a lot of stuff growing in the greenhouses to get it prepped so they can go out into the fields the end of April, the 1st of May. So it really is. It feels like spring is just around the corner. The equinox is early this year. It's the 19th. I don't know why. Why is that? It's 2 days earlier than it usually is. Maybe I think leap year has something to do with it. You think that's true? Could it? It must have something to do with it.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, Jen. What's cooking? We have a say goodbye to Chris Matthews.
Leap year had nothing to do with this, I can tell you that. Leap year had nothing to do with Chris Matthews leaving, but on Monday, Chris Matthews took to MSNBC for the last time. He announced that the Hardball on Monday night would be his last. He said, quote, after my conversation with NBC, I decided tonight will be my last Hardball.
Baloney. He got fired.
Right. I'll tell you why. The younger generations are ready to take the reins. Now, this came after a bad series of about 10 days for Chris Matthews, who really shocked everybody by saying he was leaving. It didn't shock me, because the politically correct culture always comes back to get you. And you know what? Probably rightly so in this case. Yeah.
He dug his own hole.
This is politically correct. This is just correct. There's a big difference.
No, believe me, and I think that he probably had this one coming. But in the last 10 days, he's had three big things happen. One of them was that a woman wrote an article, an op-ed for GQ, accusing Chris Matthews of making inappropriate comments about her and her appearance. Then he also, I think the first was saying that he equated Bernie Sanders fans to the Nazi invasion of France. That was a problem. And then if he didn't need a cherry on top, he mistook Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, for another black man running for Congress. And so those were the trifecta.
Right. That's like Biden on Sunday after he'd been with Chuck, that boob over, Meet the President over with Chris Matthews. Chris.
With Chuck Wallace. Chris Wallace. Chuck. Chris Wallace.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
And he called him Chuck, which, okay, maybe we give him a pass for, but last night, or a couple nights ago, actually, before Super Tuesday, at his rally in Texas, he said to the crowd that he was looking forward, he was the only one who could beat Ronald Reagan. So... Joe Biden's got lots of issues to deal with about knowing where he is, who he is, what he's running for, who he's running against. But in any case, MSNBC has split with Chris Matthews. He'll probably go into retirement, I'd imagine. He's battling cancer, I think, according to my mom. I guess he's got a pretty bad case of cancer. And so that's ongoing for him. So the question is, who will replace him? My money would be on Shepard Smith, who is just about ready to come out of contract with Fox News after being off for about 6 months. Hmm. I have a feeling he's probably going to take that position.
That's a very interesting.
I think that's why MSNBC quickly let him go, because I think they probably had plans for Shepard Smith anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. Good. All right, so we got that. As long as we're talking about personalities, the great Alex Villanueva, who's the county sheriff in Los Angeles, one of the other boobs, the real boobs of law enforcement, I'm not sure, Jennifer, whether I think he's responsible for the crash photos of Kobe being distributed, or he's trying to put a stop to it now that he's embarrassed because some of his officers spread them around.
It's eight different deputies are involved in this now. So
I don't think it was him personally, but certainly he bears responsibility when his sheriffs and his department are showing around pictures of the crash scene with Kobe Bryant in it.
So what do they do to him, or what do they do to the sheriff? What do they do?
I don't know how big that police force is there in Calabasas.
It's
but
too big. It's too many police.
Not huge, though. Calabasas Sheriff's Department, it's fine. I mean, it's probably the right size for the community. That's a growing community. But they have taken action before. There was a photo, if you remember, of Rihanna's face the night that she was beaten up by Chris Brown. Ended up on TMZ. A Los Angeles police officer was actually fired for taking that and distributing it. So there is precedence that if they are able to figure out exactly what path this photo took, then they probably will see some people get fired. fired. And especially with the attention that was brought to it by Vanessa Bryan, who called them out directly, I think there will be a lot of pressure on them to take action.
Speaking of firing, I thought this is pretty interesting. The organizers of the Grammy Awards said that they fired the chief executive they had placed on administrative leave. The lady's name is Deborah Dugan. She was placed on leave 5 months after taking the job as the first female president, pledging to bring more diversity to the body. The board called an unspecified allegation of misconduct against her.
Isn't she suing them, though? I think that was for, I don't
know. Sexual. It's a sexual sort of thing. I know that. Mm-hmm. Discrimination, sexual harassment, corruption, conflicts of interest. I think they're trying to trump up stuff, if you'll pardon the pun, against her because she found some real bad stuff going on there. It's not unlike what happens in some other circumstances where people go in. I know a guy who's a friend of mine who runs a car dealership, and the boss was just fired because the people that owned the dealership found he was stealing, like, you know, every way but south. And, you know, this happens. Sometimes these people get into these positions, and they can really become ripoff artists. So she found somebody from the higher-ups, and so they're trying to get rid of her. It's pretty messy. But it just sure is more of the corporate stuff that gets sticky. It's, 19 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At 23 and change after here on the music portion of this hour of the DJV show, announcing she'll play a free concert called Fight On in Australia in the town of Bright. Concert for firefighters, their families, and affected communities. It'll be a week from Wednesday. Perry is due to arrive in Australia in the coming days for pre-game and post-match performances at the Women's T20 World Cup Cricket Final this weekend. She said, quote, as a native Southern Californian, I know firsthand the devastation of wildfire across my home communities and was particularly heartbroken by the brush fires in Australia. Australia has always given me so much love and support, so Fight On is one way to return that love and help provide a bit of joy for the country that's given me so much joy. Victorian Minister for Tourism, Sport and Major Events, Martin Pakula, I said, quote, we're thrilled that Katie is extending her trip to perform in regional Victoria. It'll be incredibly exciting for communities which have had a real tough summer and recognize the outstanding efforts of our emergency services. Remember, summer down there is winter up here. So it's summer there now. Tickets to the show being distributed to local emergency services who help protect lives and property during the bushfire crisis. She's on, isn't she one of the judges on American Idol?
Yeah, that's all the taped stuff. They won't go live for probably another month or so.
Really? So it's all on
They taped it in, like, I think they taped it in November, if I remember right.
Really? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, one of the guys on my show in L.A. worked on the show for a while when it was...
Yeah. Yeah. What, doing voices?
No, just kind of PA stuff.
No, not that one. Yeah, not that.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. All right, 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. There's a big to-do about songs that rip off different sorts of music. And the current issue is with some songs that rip off classical music pieces. So here is a well-known classical. This happens to be one of my favorite classical pieces, as a matter of fact. Canon in D from Pachelbel. You can't do anything about it because these are public domain tunes, but it's just interesting to see how close they are. So you've heard Canon in D, the piece, that's the classical piece. Listen to Maroon 5's Memories.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back memories.
It's the exact same music with words.
Here's, cool.
Yeah. Here's Green Day's Basket Case.
Yeah, this one, not as close sounding, but it's the same chord progression.
That's rock. Yeah, good job, Tara. All right, Pet Shop Boys, Go West. Listen to the chord progression here. This is actually a pretty good song. I never realized, knowing the song, where it came from. Here's another example. Jean-Paul Martini's Plaisir d'Amour versus Elvis's Can't Help Falling in Love. It's exactly, taken exactly. This is one of the great Elvis tunes, too, by the way. I never realized that's where this came from. Man.
Say, only fools rush
in. All right, it's 28, for actually almost 29 after the hour on the DJV show.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis. Or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our coverage continues of Super Tuesday as voters in 14 states went to the primary polls today. With a look at what's shaping up to be a big night for Joe Biden, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont and Colorado. Right now, Texas and Minnesota, too close to call.
Thank you, Robin. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is looking forward to next Tuesday's primary in Michigan, saying at a town hall in Detroit this evening she's the woman who can beat Donald Trump.
I'm fighting back! Fighting back is an act of patriotism!
About a third of the primary delegates are up for grabs in today's balloting, California with the most at 415. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No messing around here at 34 after the hour, the healthiest program on the radio in many different ways, leading the charge to thinking about things rationally here. Hopefully that's an advantage to those of you who are trying to find a way to get happy and get away from some of the stuff that gets dropped on our head every day. A fit place to be, a better place to be, the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The focus on this tobacco, the vaping. Isn't just vaping, though, I don't think. Is it, Victoria?
Yeah,
is it,
the e-cigarettes.
Is it all about... It's just vaping. So explain what the government wants to do, or at least what the House wants us to do.
Yeah, the House passed a bill that bans the sale of all flavored tobacco products in an attempt to curb, obviously, the teenage e-cigarette use, which is just really bad right now. The bill passed 213 to 195, and it would prevent flavored products like vape cartridges and menthol cigarettes from being sold. This is actually different from what's been, what on the national level has happened. The Trump administration in January restricted some of the sweet and fruity tobacco flavor additives. The rules did not apply, though, to disposable cigarettes or other vaping devices. So it was kind of like a half-ass bill. And so that's why the House took it on and wanted to do their own version of it. This bans, including menthol, this gets rid of all of the flavored cartridges. And it also imposes a new tax on nicotine
It restricts the marketing for vaping devices, which all that marketing really just goes right towards kids. It's aimed at kids.
Yeah.
The recent study from a recent government study found that 1 in 4 high school students has used a tobacco product in the last month. So that's not great. And opponents of the bill argue that Congress had recently raised the legal age to buy the tobacco products from 18 to 21. So they didn't think anything needed to be done more, but I don't know. For me personally, I agree that I think all these flavored products, they're not good for adults either. They're not good for anybody.
No.
You know, it's just they're good for the tobacco companies to make a profit on death. And that's pretty much all it is. So I don't know. It's probably not going to get passed in the Senate because
the tobacco companies are nothing but death.
Right.
They're
Well, Mitch McConnell, you know, he sits on all these bills and he doesn't allow anything to even go to the Senate. So who knows? Yeah. This bill will probably
a big tobacco
sit there.
State.
You know, like all the other stuff that he has.
But does it create a black market that is more dangerous?
Yes.
I mean, think about all the people that are dying.
There's
from
already
the cigarettes.
A black market for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Does it make it worse, though? Because the e-cigarettes already are the ones that have the marijuana in them that are using vitamin E oil. That's what's causing people to get sick and die. And those aren't necessarily ones that are being made and mass distributed. So I don't know. It's tough. Believe me, I'm not a proponent of anything because I don't smoke anything. Does it make it worse?
Smoking's right. Smoking's so gross.
But I've seen so many kids who are clearly in high school, in every bodega and 7-Eleven in New York and here in New Jersey. The kids walk in, they get the Juul pods, the flavored stuff, and they walk right out. No, they don't get carded. It's so easy right now to buy this stuff in all these convenient markets and like mini marts along, you know, truck stops and things like that. If that stuff is off the shelf, yeah, you could make an argument that it's probably going to create maybe more of a black market, but I don't know. I still think right now it's so easily accessible that kids aren't even using a black market. It's just, it's way too easy for kids to get it.
Speaking about death, a couple of folks passing away in the last 24 hours or so, worthy of note, Jack Welch, who is one of the most charismatic leaders of businesses, ran General Electric through the 20 years of its greatest success, passed away at the age of 84. He was the CEO of GE starting in 1981. He retired in 2001. He became really kind of larger than life on the talk circuit. He would go out in the business world and do lectures very widely, well received. He was made at Fortune magazine. Named him the manager of the century, massively increased the scope of financial might of GE. He really was. General Motors, General Electric fell apart when he left. General Electric is nothing today, as it was. They had to sell off after he left. They had to raise cash, so they sold off their financial services unit, which was the most profitable, in order to just even keep the country, the company going. Market value of the stock rose from, listen to this, when he took over in 1981, General Electric was worth $14 billion on the stock market. When he retired in 2001, its market value was $400 billion. That's an increase in value of 2,700%. Unheard of before that and after that.
Do you think GE has all... Okay, so forget who they are today, but before, historically... My grandmother, my mom's mom, worked for GE and used to actually work with Reagan when Reagan would come to town. We always joked that Reagan was my mom's real dad because she didn't really look like anybody else in her family. But my grandmother was the secretary to the former president of GE back in the 50s and 60s. So I don't know if I just give it special attention because of that. But did they always have kind of charismatic leaders through this person, do you
think?
There
was one other charismatic, but I'm struggling to remember his name.
It just feels like they were one of those companies that had, like,
they were.
Good
they attracted
sort of.
Good people to lead them. And then when the good people went away, it shows you how important. That's why I wonder about Disney, frankly, because Iger had such a strong impact. He was better. They've had good leadership, but they haven't had great leadership. He was a great leader. And a lot of business schools use his performances as examples of, you know, how to run your business. But GE has struggled in recent years, selling off a lot of different companies that they had, deep cuts in the number of employees they had, So it's, but the leadership makes all the difference in the world. It really does. Also passing away is James Lipton, who was the host of the Inside the Actors Studio show. What a fabulously introspective way he took himself out of the limelight. He was just, he was good because he was quiet. He would ask a question. He'd look at the youngsters who were in the audience, because he was a professor. It was really a drama. He was from the drama school. The Actors Studio was a part of what major
part
university?
Part of the New School.
The New School, that's right,
yeah.
Too. Yeah. Yep. Yep. 20 years. He was a very important pop culture figure, 93 years old. He started the program in 1994, conducting one-on-one discussions with actors in front of audiences of students. It was kind of a collaborative effort between the Actors Studio and the New School. Offered degrees. He became the dean of the school, which offered degrees in acting. The showcase of the acting craft attracted all kinds of people who were so well known. Paul Newman, Barbara Streisand, Meryl Streep, Dustin Hoffman, Robin Williams, Anthony Hopkins. I remember watching it one night when Gene Hackman was on. It was fascinating.
He was such a wonderful interviewer, and one of my favorite episodes is, I forget who was, it might have been Paul Newman on the stage being interviewed, and Bradley Cooper was in the front row as a student, and then years later, he went back as the guest, and they played the clip of him asking a question. I'm pretty sure it was Paul Newman, but it was just really cool, and a lot of great actors have gone through that program. Yeah.
He actually started as an actor on the soap opera The Guiding Light back in the 1950s. And then he became the writer for The Guiding Light. He went on to write for other soaps as well. He was the head writer for Another World, wrote and produced shows on Broadway. Very talented guy and very soft sell. In the late 70s, he produced TV specials featuring Bob Hope, amongst others. Best known, though, for his role in Inside the Actors Studio, which continued until 2018 on Bravo. It was nominated for 20 Emmys during his run. Actors Studio, founded by Ilya Kazan as a workshop for artists. So it's done a lot for a lot of people who are very thankful for having had that exposure, in fact. So sad. 93, a good life. He never really looked too healthy to me anyway.
I always feel like he just never aged. When I found out that he was in his 90s when he retired, I couldn't believe that he was that old.
I think that's true. But I always, maybe diminutive is the word for it, Victoria. He just seemed like a... He was bigger than life, but he presented himself as being smaller.
He was fancy. Yeah. He always looked fancy to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't picture him on a soap opera.
No, I know.
I love that, actually. I didn't know that until his bio came out. It's sort of everyone's writing about his career. I had no idea he was a soap actor, which seems to kind of fly in the face of his method acting and everything. Mm-hmm. But, it would have been interesting. Yeah.
The coronavirus is our focus with Dr. Ken in the latest episode from his perspective of Good Day Health. This is another good listen. Dr. Ken, one of our fabulous contributors here, he and Dr. Jack Stockwell have their focus on the corona. And this is an update of that, Gesundheit. He was the first person...
dropped my water bottle. Scared me to death, by the way.
That made me jump, like my heart
I was trying to drink some water, and whammo.
Okay, there it is.
You're lucky I didn't scream, because I was really scared.
Okay, so much for promoting Dr. Ken. If you want to find out... But,
good news is you'll have to treat me for the heart attack.
Yeah, mine too. He's got two more patients.
Well, anyway... he offers some thoughtful and provocative overviews of the coronavirus and how you can protect yourself. Maybe that's it. First-person info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the most recent Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough and ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, you're going to love this one. The Staten Island St. Patrick's Day Parade. You know, St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. Parade starting on the weekends. The parade has faced criticism for its exclusion of minority groups, LGBTQ groups. And now they have a lot of heat because they banned a local beauty pageant winner from marching just hours after she came out as a bisexual. She was Miss Staten Island. I knew this would get you, Victoria.
The Catholic Church still tries to run the parade, and that's why it's
the St. Patrick's Day, the Catholic
York.
Thing. Right, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, she says, I'm proud of the community I'm from. I'm proud to be Miss Staten Island. I still want to be part of the tradition, but I'm not going to hide who I am. And why should she? Under the circumstances, no reason at all other than small-minded. I watched the new Pope last night. That's quite a show, by the way, if you haven't seen it. Oof, 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Medical time continues. There's always a focus on your health and well-being, especially with all the controversy about coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we're not going to focus on that right now with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I think we've had enough of that for a while. Let's talk about you and your attempts to lose weight, which is also a familiar discussion on this program because one of our sponsors, Calitrin, is big into helping people lose weight. And it's interesting because the product is best used, Jack, as you know, just before you go to bed.
Yes, yes.
And so the theme of your research focuses on losing weight and getting enough rest. Sort of goes hand in hand. So how does it work? Why do you need to get a good night's rest?
Well, you know, according to the National Institute of Diabetes, Digestive, and Kidney Disease, one in three adults now are considered obese. Mm-hmm. And so as I was researching this out of the International Journal of Obesity, this never occurred to me before until I stumbled across this, but both sleep and sleep variability, in other words, constant interruptions, like you're sleeping next to a subway track or something, can hinder your ability to lose weight. So in the study, it was done by thousands of people in Spain, no less, and they found out that adults need at least 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep in order to stay healthy and to feel rested. And without those two components, people who normally, they were compared to another group who just, you know, slept without any problems whatsoever. Same diets over a same period of time. People that got 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep lost weight to a significant amount, more so than those who are just constantly up, insomniacs, Now, this is not, you know, if you have to get up two or three times a night to go pee, and you're back to sleep within a minute, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about people who are up for several minutes to an hour at a time before they can go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Seriously interrupts the ability to lose weight.
Yeah. All right, so then how do we make sure it's easy enough to, when you go to bed, you can't just say, oh, I got to go to bed, I got to work on going to sleep. What are the best ways of going, of getting into the rest mode? What do you do to ensure? I've never had, once in a blue moon, I might not go right to sleep, but I'm usually 30, 40 seconds after I hit the pillow, I'm gonzo.
Yeah.
And so there's two things.
You've either physiologically trained yourself to do that, or you go to bed exhausted. And a lot of people...
Maybe a little of both.
Yeah, well, that could be. But people who are just simply exhausted at the end of the day have no trouble falling asleep. Now, the experts tell us it should take you 10 to 20 minutes to fall asleep.
Really?
I'm just like you. Mary says you can't finish a sentence once your head hits the pillow.
Gonzo, right.
Gonzo.
Now, one of the things you and I have talked about when we've worried about my, or concerned ourselves with my restless leg, is that if I haven't taken... from Standard Process, there's a product called Cataplex F.
Yes, Cataplex F.
Whatever that has in it, you've explained it and I've forgotten what it is. But what it does is somehow go to work on my, whatever is the nervous system or whatever it is that gives you the restless leg syndrome and stops it. But if I go to sleep and I haven't taken that, I don't know if it's psychological or not, I won't go to sleep until I take this stuff.
No, what happens very simply is, unless there's enough calcium diffused into the muscle tissue, it can't contract properly, it can't relax properly. And that's what Cataplex F does. It has certain fatty acid components that push calcium out of the bloodstream deep into the muscle tissue so the muscles can naturally relax just as much as they did when you were a child. Cataplex F.
There it is. Standard Process. You can get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I think there's an echo in here. Here, speaking of echoes, let's underscore the value of Calitrin. Better health when you get better rest, and you're in better health when you lose the weight and you keep it off. Inch by inch, you can lose the weight. Pound by pound, you lose the weight and keep it off. It is better all the way around. You get better digestion. So safe because it's all natural. Main ingredients are collagen, protein, and aloe vera. And with an 86% success rate, how can you argue with that? It's so easy. It's so simple. It's so gentle. Go to Calitrin.com. And get the product, get six bottles. That'll take you through the course for 6 months. Use a bottle a month, and you get $20 off each of the bottles using the DJV code. It's so good. It's a friendly way to lose the weight. Really, it is. Better health, better you, a better lighter than you are right now. Calitrin.com, code DJV. Get on the program.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.